The nature of the message you are about to hear is designed to act as a doorway into your higher self. Listen closely and experience Alex's message with your mind, heart, and soul, for those are the places he wishes to reach. The recording includes some simple practical exercises designed to help you reach inside, some might say outside yourself, and attain a higher state of consciousness. Take from it what you are comfortable taking. If something rings true, make it a part of your being. This recording is copyrighted by Sweetgrass Press, LLC. It may be distributed freely, so long as it is not sold for money or profit in any way, nor can it be altered, and both the introduction and conclusion must be kept intact with the main body of the recording. If you have any questions about the use of the recording, please contact Sweetgrass Press for more information.
Hello, dear one. Child of the universe, sister or brother of time, who journey through eternity together, my name is Alex. I've gone by other names that you may know, but today you may call me Alex. I come to you today so that we may speak about you and your role in the universe, and to help you find the energies that you need to fulfill your role and to help heal yourself. Why, you may ask, do I think you need healing? I know that there have been terrible hardships that you've had to endure in order to maintain your human life. I know that even the best of times can sometimes leave you feeling hollow and empty. And I know that there is an energy inside of you that is waiting to be activated in order for you to use it to fill those voids, to give yourself strength, and to bring you to an understanding that is going to help you with your journey through this earth time and allow you to reach the goals you've set for yourself even before you took your first steps on Mother Earth. To begin with, let's talk about who you are. Yes, you have a name. Yes, you have a place. You have parents. You have children, perhaps. But who are you really? Are you merely the person whose name you've answered to since your birth? I don't believe so, and I don't think you believe so either. You are a piece of eternity, a piece of God itself, as important as any other piece in this universe, as important as any other piece that exists. You are here on this earth because you are a soul warrior. You are here bringing light, paving a new future, and even if you don't believe that you're doing very much, or even if you believe that you're doing everything possible, you are doing exactly what it is you're here to do. Your time here on this planet was preordained. You are not here now because of some strange coincidence. You have a purpose and a reason, for this is not any time on Earth, and even if you may have lived on Earth before, even if you may have lived on Earth many times before, you are here now because you have a job to do now, and now is the only time that matters. Let us talk about what that job could be. It's probably not news to you that changes are coming. What may be news to you is that those changes can't come by themselves. Those changes are not going to just happen. They're not something that has been set in some cosmic clock and the alarm will go off and the changes will happen. If it were so easy, then you wouldn't be here. The changes that are going to happen because you and others like you make the effort to make them happen. You may have heard stories about how terrible these changes are going to be. You may have heard stories of earthquakes and tidal waves, explosions and volcanoes and other such horrid things. The truth is, since you and others like you are going to create these changes, then you and others like you can choose the form that these changes will happen as. If you focus on these changes being terrible events, if you say that these things cannot happen without floods and earthquakes and tidal waves and millions of people suffering and dying, then that is what will come to pass. But, dear one, if you and others like you focus on these changes happening in a peaceful, loving way, if you focus on these changes happening through harmony and understanding, if you focus on these changes happening through the strength that you have inside of you, which we will begin to unlock together, if you focus on that, then these changes do not have to be dreaded. They can be peaceful, they can be calm, and they can be without the terror and horror and darkness that comes with the panic and the dying that the other scenario provides. You may find yourself wondering, how could that be? All the prophets, all the seers, all the psychics, everyone around you has told you that these changes are going to come. You may be surprised, and you may ask yourself, how can that be? Everyone that you can think of who has talked about this time of change has talked about terrible events, has talked about pain and suffering, has talked about floods and famine, has talked about a horrible future that must be endured, and only the few that are so lucky to endure it will ever live to see the other side, to see the glory. Actually, they are wrong. The truth is that this beautiful time, this time of joy, this time of reorganization, this time of a new earth, of a new heaven on earth, does not have to be the result of suffering and misery. It has been said that the birth of the new age will be very much like the labor a mother goes through to birth a child. They say the pain and the suffering and the misery is so intense, yet it'll be worth it because there'll be a child born in a new life. And then they tell you that the pain and the suffering and the misery that you will endure will be worth it because there will be a new earth, a new future for mankind. But labor can be approached in many, many different ways. A woman who believes that she is going to suffer in great pain and that her labor is toil and horror is much more likely to feel toil and horror and great pain upon giving birth, whereas another woman who has an attitude that labor is natural, it is not the worst that she could go through because it is something she's doing because she loves the child she's about to give birth to. Her experience is not horrible at all. Why is it that the same experience to some is horror and to others it is not? The answer is the perception of the person experiencing this. You and those like you are the ones who will experience this. You will experience these times of great change, and they will be what you make them. But even more powerful, the energies that you all possess individually, when focused on a primary concept, will change reality. I do not say lightly, dear one, I do not say in jest, I say with all confidence that if you and the others like you agree that there does not have to be this great time of pain, suffering, and death before the earth revives, then this time will not happen because you create the reality around you. Your earth, no matter how physical and how real it seems to you who live on it is merely an illusion. Your earth is not real. Yes, it feels real to those who live on her, but your body itself is part of the earth, so the body you live in is an illusion. Even my very words that you are hearing in your ears are an illusion. The earth around you is energy that has taken on a physical form. The energy is real. The form is something that's just made up. The form is make-believe. The God force, creation, said to the earth, I have a problem I would like to explore. Will you take physical form and work out that problem? And then the earth became, and all the things on the earth became. All things on the earth are tiny little pieces of the clockwork that is working out the problem for creation. What is that problem? Perhaps it's a problem of understanding. Perhaps it's a problem of how to love those who hate you, because there's a lot of that going around on the earth. Perhaps it's a problem of just how to cope with survival. Perhaps it's a problem with how to find yourself when all around you seems silly, pointless. Whatever the problem is, you're part of the solution, and that solution will come when the earth is reborn as a harmonic part of a harmonized universe. In order for that to happen, the earth has to change. In order for those changes to happen, you and those like you have to bring about those changes. And because you hold the key to bringing those changes, you and those like you have the ability, and indeed have the obligation, to give those changes form and function. You are not powerless. You are infinitely more powerful than you think you are. You and your sisters and brothers who are traveling this time with you are united in a higher existence. Your energy comes from the same source. The consensus of the individuals who hold that energy will create tomorrow. You are the architects of tomorrow. Now, you may find yourself wondering why, if there is a possibility that all these changes can take place without the horror and the suffering, why is it that everywhere you look and everywhere you go, people are telling you that this time will come only with horror and suffering and starvation and all of those terrible things? The reason is simple, dear one. Even though there is much good in this world, there is much darkness and evil. The darkness and evil are clever. They know that you and those like you are the key to the future. They want nothing more than to see people suffer, because suffering and the dark energy that comes off of the human soul when it suffers is their sustenance. It's their food. When you are in pain, they are feasting. When you are depressed, they are gorging. And when you are suffering, they are happy. So they find sensitive individuals, perhaps even yourself, and they talk to you, and they tell you about terrible things. They influence others to focus on the horror and evil and terror that is soon to happen. They focus on your leaders, and they put thoughts into their mind that promote this darkness. That said, it must be clarified that not all prophets, not all seers, not all psychics who talk about the horror of the end times are being influenced by evil. Why then do beings of light tell you to prepare for these horrible dark times? It is because many of them have lost hope. Many beings of light believe that the darkness has done such a good job convincing you and others like you, people who are going to write the reality that is going to happen, that this suffering, that this terror, that this horror, that this despicable future must be in order for the new world to come into existence. So your teachers are preparing you. They believe that because you believe it so strongly that it will happen, thus they are helping you prepare to live through it, to endure it, so that your physical body will be here when the physical structure of the earth is rewritten and you will be renewed with the earth. Though, by their very assistance and all their good intentions, they are reinforcing the idea that it must be a dark path that leads to light. It can be a light path that leads to even a brighter light. And that is up to you and what you do with your energy. So let us talk about this energy now, so that you can learn to use it, so that you can learn to focus it on the bright future, on the positive future, on the renewal of the earth, of the soul, and of the renewal of creation itself. You are energy in physical form. Have no doubt of this. Your body is your vehicle. It is what allows your mind to exist on earth. Your body is here on earth. Your energy is mostly here on earth, inside your body. Your higher self, or that which could be called your higher self, is always in community and in communion with the universe and God. You call it your higher self because you assume that it has a higher frequency or higher intentions or a loftier goal than the rest of you. By doing so, you separate yourself from this. You say, this is myself and my higher self. But yourself and your higher self are you, are one being. You can be your higher self all the time. You may not be able to have your full total of knowledge all the time, much like you can't have your whole house and all the stuff that you own in your house inside your car in order to take a shower, in order to sleep in your bed, in order to watch your television. You have to leave your car and go into your house, much like the energy of your mind, in order to commune with God. In order to reach knowledge that is beyond you at this point, you must leave your body and go to your higher state. The easiest way to do that, of course, is through prayer, because when we pray, we focus on an energy. We focus on God. Often, though, we don't focus on the energy that's ourself. You have energy inside of you. If you're doing something right now that you cannot stop doing, such as driving your car, or if this is not a convenient time for you, you may wish to listen to the rest of this and then start it again later and listen to it again at an appropriate time when you have time to do the things that we're about to explore. These are simple exercises that will help you generate your energy, that will help you bring your energy to a position where you can see it and feel it. Perhaps you won't see it with your eyes open. But you will see it, if in your mind's eye only. Let us begin by understanding what your body is. As I said, your body is your vehicle. Your body is a container only. Your body is like a body-shaped jar. Sit quietly for a moment and take some deep breaths. As you're breathing and you're relaxing, feel your body. Feel the skin on your body, and imagine that the skin of your body is like the glass of a jar. Think of your body being completely hollow. Think that the only thing inside your body is a glowing light that is your energy, that is your soul. Focus for a little while on that. Focus as hard as you can. Think, visualize. Your body is a glass container. Every curve around your toes and your fingers and your ears, every long sweep of your back or your thighs, are glass. Your body is hollow. Your body is a container that holds light. And that light is your energy. See it in your eyes, even if you have to imagine it. You may be saying to yourself, I'm just imagining this. I'm not really seeing it. I have to ask you, what's the difference? Your imagination is the key to your reality. If you can visualize it, you can create it. So let's visualize it. You have a body made of glass. You have that body filled in every nook and cranny with beautiful shining light. That light could be any color you wish, or you may let the color come to its own in your visualization. Feel it. Feel the energy inside the glass body. As you feel the energy inside the glass body, breathe. When you breathe, the energy becomes brighter. With every breath you take, the energy inside the jar seems more energized, seems brighter, seems stronger. When you exhale, any impurities that may be in the jar, if there are any, are washed out. Continue to take deep breaths, one after another. Breathing in and breathing out. Feeling the light energy and exhaling any impurities. In and out. Very calm. Very relaxing. As the energy begins to grow, you start to feel the energy pulsing down through your arms. The energy comes up through your legs, through your chest, and out your arms. As the energy nears your hands, visualize the energy streaming from your fingertips. Visualize them glowing. Feel the energy glowing. Again, breathing in to draw more energy into the glass, breathing out any impurities, in and out, feeling the energy stream from the fingertips, and out, and in, and out. Now, dear one, now that you can feel the energy and you can feel it coming from your hands and streaming out of your fingers, let's try to use that energy. Bring your hands together so that they are not quite touching. Still, all the while visualizing the body of glass and the energy pouring through your arms and out your hands. As you bring your hands closer, you will feel a tingling and a resistance between your hands. This tingling or resistance is your own energy. If you move your hands slightly side to side, much like if you were patting a pancake, rolling a pancake between your hands, you will feel something there. There's something there. What is that? That's your energy. Now, pull your hands away from each other, about an inch or two more, and then slowly bring them in till they're just about touching again. Did you feel the resistance between your hands? That's the energy. Still focusing on the energy pouring out your fingers, still being sure to breathe in energy and exhale any impurities, pull your hands apart again. Now bring them closer. This time you may feel even more resistance. If you just stop, don't fight the resistance. Pull your hands back another inch or two and then bring them forward. Do this until your hands are about 12 inches or so apart, until you can feel a ball of energy between your hands, perhaps the size of a basketball. Now, that energy that's in your hands, that energy is a useful tool. Keeping with the visualization, remember, your body is glass and it's filled with energy. As you breathe in, you're breathing in energy. As you exhale, you're exhaling any impurities. The energy that you have, that you're breathing in, is filling the glass so much that it is pouring out of your fingers and has created a ball between your hands. Now, dear one, this ball between your hands is a very powerful thing. You can do many, many things with it. For example, you may wish to spin it. If you spin it, it'll grow. And when it's moving faster, it'll create a different sensation in your hands. Pretend in your mind that this energy ball is a real ball. How would you spin that ball? Push it forward with your hands so that it starts to spin in between your palms. You could push it backwards towards your body and it will start to spin towards you. Think about it for a moment. Visualize this energy ball hovering between your two hands. Will it with your mind to spin away from you and feel what it does to your energy. Feel what it does to your body and soul. When you spin the ball away from you, you will have a sensation that your energy is growing and that your body, that body of glass, is filling even more. When the ball is spinning away from you, it enhances your range of energy. When you want to reach others, when you want to send energy to those like you to keep a positive direction, create this ball of energy and spin it away from you in that direction with your mind. That will create a connection between you and others like you. Now, stop spinning it in that direction and spin it back towards you. So you have this ball hovering between your two hands horizontally, and it is spinning end over end towards you, like a wheel on a car. Now what happens? How do you feel? As you spin the wheel towards you, you're collecting energy. You're collecting energy from inside yourself and pouring it through yourself, like a giant circle. You are now part of the energy. It's not just your energy apart from you. This energy is very useful when you're not feeling well. If you need to be healed, if you need to find some way to make yourself feel better, perhaps you're ill or injured, perhaps you're depressed or sad, if that happens, remember this position. Create your energy ball and spin it towards yourself. And as you spin it towards yourself, focus on the light. Focus on being healthy, on your injury healing. Focus on letting go of all the sadness. Focus on letting go of the hurt or the anger that you're experiencing. The next thing we can do with our energy ball is turn it sideways. Now we're going to spin the ball like we have a wheel that's running horizontally. So the axle is perpendicular to the ground. Or rather, the axle is going in the same direction as your body. Because if you are doing this while lying down, you'll want to know how to position this from different angles. The axis of the ball is running perpendicularly to the floor if you're standing, and it is running parallel to your body. And now you can start to spin the ball. It doesn't matter if you spin the bowl counterclockwise or clockwise. It doesn't matter if you spin it to the right or to the left. If the axis of the ball is in parallel with your body, what you are doing is you are going to create an area around you. This area will be like a cone around your body. You can even move your hands close to your body and feel the energy running through your chest. When you do this, you are creating a quiet place. A quiet place where any negativity or anything bad cannot enter you. What is already in you will not be taken out by this. So if you have had a moment where you felt hatred or anger, or if you had a moment where someone projected these thoughts at you and you absorb them, this will not take them out. But it will create a safe place where you can work if you decide to meditate on other things. How do you take them out? Remember the position where the ball rolls towards you. In that position, you can heal those things. Another thing, by far the most useful thing you're going to do with this energy ball, is you're going to visualize it expanding and expanding until it is so large that you can step within it. And when you step within this energy ball, if even in your imagination you can picture yourself creating this ball and stepping into it, then you have made the steps, and you have succeeded. And if you work hard, and if you can feel the energy and create that energy, then step into it. You are now in a position where your energy is beyond your body in all ways, and where you can create reality. When you meditate, when you focus, no matter if you're saying prayers to God, or no matter if you're trying to better your life or heal a friend, no matter what the intent of your focus is, if you put yourself in this position where you are surrounded by this energy first, you will be adding, you will be enhancing, you will be augmenting whatever it is that you normally would apply to the situation. It is in this state that if you start to focus on the energy ball, it will take a life of its own. You will start to see this ball spin, perhaps in different colors. Perhaps it will begin to expand and cover the entire earth. Perhaps it will reach up in an oblong shape and unite with the universal order and come back down to you. Perhaps it will span through time and space. It will do whatever you will it to do, and if you will it to create a positive future, if you will it to create an easy transition, it will work. It will do it for you. Dear one, you must never underestimate your personal power and your ability to create a positive reality. If you are with others, if you are in a group of like-minded individuals, you can do this together. Each creating your own ball and then projecting them into a circle and then into a giant bubble and all stepping into the bubble together, hand in hand, in circle fashion, stepping into the bubble, swirling the energy between all of you. Not only will this be healing to your souls, not only will this be uplifting to your souls and your frequencies, but it will give that much more power to the focus of what you are trying to create. Do this every day. Focus like this every day. It is a simple thing, and it has so many benefits for you. You can use it to heal. You can use it to make your attitude better. You can use it to help your prayers. You can even use it to get the confidence you need to deal with situations in your life that otherwise would make you nervous. Do refrain from using it in a negative way, though. If it is used negatively, then the energy that is your soul, this energy is you, then the energy that is you will become dirtied, will become negative. It's very difficult when you see how powerful this energy can become for you. It may become difficult for you not to want to use it for personal gain in ways that are not spiritually motivated. It may be that you find that using this energy in such a way you can influence others to do what you want them to do, even when it's not what they care to do, or perhaps what they should do. Please refrain from this. This is a very, very powerful tool. And I have only given you the beginnings of how to use it. You can use it to shield yourself. You can use it to heal yourself. You can use it to bring your spirit to a new level of life and awareness. And most of all, you should use it to create a positive future where the Earth can become what she is destined to become, and mankind can become what mankind is destined to become. Mankind being men, women, children, all that is will be correct someday. We know this. You know this. You have the power, and now you have the tools to help you focus that power to create a positive reality and a positive future for your people and for all entities that are concerned about planet Earth. So, dear one, remember, you are a child of the time. You are a child of the universe. You are a piece of God. God is a piece of you. We are all one. One being, one soul, one heart, one focus. Be good to each other.
This concludes Alex's audio portion of the recording. If you would like to learn more about Alex's teachings, you can find them in his book,